Chegando o dia de Pentecoste, estavam todos reunidos no só lugar. De repente, veio do céu um som, como um vento muito forte, e encheu toda a casa na qual estavam assentados. E viram que parecia línguas de fogo, que se separaram e pousaram sobre cada deles. Todos ficaram cheios do Espírito Santo e começaram a falar noutras línguas, conforme o Espírito os capacitava. Havia em Jerusalém judeus, devotos a Deus, vindos de todas as nações do mundo. Ouvindo-se um som, ajuntou-se uma multidão que ficou perplexa, pois cada os ouvia falar em sua própria língua. Atônitos e maravilhados, eles perguntavam: acaso não são galileus todos estes homens que estão falando? Então, como os ouvimos, cada de nós, em nossa própria língua materna? Partos, medos e elamitas, habitantes de Mesopotâmia, Judeia e Capadocia, do Ponto e da província de Ásia, Frígia e Panfilia, Egito e das partes da Líbia próximas à Sirene, visitantes vindo de Roma, tanto judeus como convertidos ao judaísmo, cretenses e árabes. Nós ouvimos declarar as maravilhas de Deus em nossa própria língua. Atônitos e perplexos, todos perguntavam uns aos outros: que significa isso? Alguns outros, todavia, zombavam e diziam: eles beberam vinho demais.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine."
Pentecost. This is the day we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, if you haven't picked up on that yet. This day marks the 50 days after Easter. The word Pentecost is based on the Greek word 450. It's the time when Christian churches celebrate the birth of the church. In the book of Acts, Luke tells us that the church began on this day. Now, this day was also known as the Jewish Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or the Feast of the Harvest. These festivals celebrated the 50 days after Pentecost, after the, 50 days after the Passover. As a Jewish observance, it marked the end of the wheat harvest, and this was an important time in the life of Jewish life. In Exodus, the Lord God tells the people that they will celebrate this day as a festival to the Lord, and this day will be celebrated throughout the generations. During the festival, all of the firstborn of the livestock belonged to God. All of the firstborn sons belonged to God. And no one was to appear before God empty-handed. Offerings of grain were to be given to God. This was a celebration of all the blessings that God had poured upon the people. On that great day, the final day, the 50th day, God's people were not to work. And instead, they were to hold a holy assembly, a holy gathering. During this gathering is when the people were to offer their burnt offerings to God, a day of thanksgiving for all that God had done in blessing the harvest. Later on in Pentecost, it became associated with the giving of the law at Mount Sinai also. So in Acts, the people have gathered to observe this celebration, this day of Pentecost, this festival of weeks, the feast of the unleavened bread, the feast of the harvest, the celebration of the giving of the law. All of the apostles are gathered together in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the holy city. Jerusalem, where God dwells. Jerusalem, where Jesus wanted them to be. And the city where God dwelled for a festival that had been celebrated for many, 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 many generations. They were at the right place at the right time, and something happens. Something other than the burning of offerings, the rejoicing of the people. Something strange beyond the bounds of imagination. Something miraculous happens. Right there in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, the world changed forever. It starts with the sound like the rush of a violent wind. There are tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit fills each one of them. The apostles begin speaking in other languages. They speak in the native languages of all the people gathered in Jerusalem. There are devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. Every language fills the air. Those who hear are amazed and bewildered. And of course, some believe the apostles are flat out drunk. We know they aren't drunk. Peter even tells the crowd they aren't drunk. The apostles, by the power of God, have been given the ability to proclaim the glory and power of God to all nations. The apostles have been given what they need to fulfill Jesus' words that repentance and forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in Christ's name to all nations. This is the birth of the church. This is the beginning of the spreading of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to all. To all. No one is excluded. No one is left out. The Holy Spirit is given to the apostles, and they can communicate the good news to all nations under heaven. The love of God through Jesus Christ becomes a universal language. What an incredible act of God. What an incredible day. What an incredible moment. Can we imagine what it must have been like to be a part of that day? We may be able to imagine, but then we face reality and realize that that was then and this is now. Life is a whole lot different now. Pentecost just isn't quite the big deal that it used to be. I say this because when was the last time we saw tongues of fire other than these beautiful ones? Or saw a group of people speaking in foreign languages that we could understand? We have a hard enough time in our churches trying to get everyone to sing a hymn with Spanish verses, much less preaching the good news in a different language. We don't have this experience that the apostles had, so we don't treat Pentecost as if it has any life-changing effect on us. So we should probably just chalk this day up to that was then and this is now. There is a problem with doing that, though. The Holy Spirit that changed the world that day so long ago is the same Spirit with which God created the world. It is the same Spirit with which God breathes life into our bodies. It is the same Spirit that was poured upon Jesus. It's the same Spirit that created the church. It's the same Spirit that leads, guides, empowers, and challenges us today. So while we don't talk a lot about the Spirit, right? And when it comes to Pentecost, we don't talk a whole lot about it at all. I don't know that we should brush this day off as that was then and this is now. You see, when we're gathered together all in one place, the Holy Spirit is present. It doesn't matter the language, Japanese, Portuguese. We will all understand. There's an Orthodox church in Sarajevo, Bosnia, that I love to go to whenever we are in Sarajevo. Even though I know the important phrases in Bosnian, such as, where is the restroom? I cannot understand Orthodox liturgy in Bosnian. On my very first trip to Bosnia, those of us on the trip went to this Orthodox church. It's a tiny little church filled with many, many people. You stand. There's no place to sit. As the service started, the priest began to speak. As he spoke, I watched the tears of hope and life flow down the cheeks of the Bosnian people. All of a sudden, like the rush of a violent wind, we knew what he was saying to the people who had suffered so much. We knew that the priest, through his words, was pouring grace, love, mercy, and peace upon all who were gathered. And then it happened. The tongues, like fire, came and rested on each one of us. For all of a sudden, we realized that he was also speaking to us, and our souls were filled with the most incredible sense of the holy, for we could understand what he was saying. But what do I know? Pentecost was a long time ago, and this is now. Yet, I had another experience that was similar but different. As many of you know, I helped teach the preaching class at Bright Divinity School for years and years. In one particular class, there was a nice young man from China named Yizhong. When it came time for Yizhong to preach, I was worried about how well he would do and how well I would understand him as he preached. I had to grade him and critique his sermon, and yet he has a very, very strong Chinese accent because he's from China. It would be difficult for me to preach in a language that wasn't my native tongue, so I was very worried about Yizhong. The text for his sermon was 1 Corinthians 13. Some refer to this chapter as the love chapter. Yizhong shared in his sermon how he had come to this country not knowing the language, not knowing anyone, not knowing the culture. He was truly a stranger in a strange land. He was scared and felt all alone. He shared how he slept on the floor in bright housing when he first arrived because he didn't have any furniture. He didn't have a sheet, a blanket, a pillow. He had absolutely nothing. And when the other students discovered Yizhong's situation, they began to help him out and find furniture and clothing and sheets and pots and pans, and they welcomed him as one of them. As Yizhong preached, he would occasionally slip into Chinese. The weird thing is, we understood him. Everyone sitting in that classroom understood every single word Yizhong preached, whether it was English or Chinese. He shared the love of God that he knew through Jesus Christ and through the students at Bright. Then he read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in Chinese for us, and a violent wind blew through the room. We literally understood every word he said. When he finished preaching, you could hear a pin drop. Everybody's facing forward, looking at Yizhong. Nobody could breathe, and finally I asked, am I the only one who just understood Chinese? Everyone said they also understood. Of course, once again, Pentecost was a long, long time ago. On this day of Pentecost, the apostles were able to go into the streets and they were able to speak to everyone no matter their native language, and the people could understand what they were saying. This is the power of the Holy Spirit to make the Word of God known to all, no matter the language. This is the power of the Holy Spirit to spread the good news in a way that others can understand. This power comes from God, lived in Jesus, was given to the apostles, began the church, and whether we recognize it or not, lives within Christian communities to this day. We could not exist as a church without the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit. On this great day, this final day, this 50th day, we gather as a group of believers. We have beautiful red fabric all around us as visible signs of the power of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will once again come and rush through us so that our words and actions may offer hope, peace, love, and joy to the world around us. It is true that Pentecost happened so long ago, and we do live in a more sophisticated world today. It's easy to say that was then and this is now. But if we really gather as believers, if we believe in the good news, if we believe that God is the creator of us all, then I don't think we can keep the Holy Spirit from blowing where she will. Let's celebrate on this 50th day. Let's celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit poured upon us. Let's celebrate the love of God through Jesus Christ, a love that speaks to all and is understood by all, and a love that is for all. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.